This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Mayor Steve Adler had an op-ed piece published yesterday emphasizing the dire state of the Austin music scene and to reiterate how dedicated he is to enacting policies to augment that state as quickly as possible. He says he's not looking to invest more money and time into a study. He wants, quote, specific, concrete, and quick action because Austin can't keep losing musicians, music venues, artists, and performance space and remain the city that we love, end quote. The op-ed is essentially a conversational translation of the music and creative ecosystem stabilization recommendations report released at the end of last month, pinpointing factors weakening the city's live music infrastructure and a plan of action to rectify them, starting with 10 issues the committee felt needed more immediate attention. The mayor has called a special meeting of the Austin Music Commission taking place tonight at 6 p.m. at Austin City Hall. All who want to get involved in taking back the live music capital of the world are encouraged to attend. Summertime is festival time, though if you have children, going out to live music events becomes a bit of a challenge. With so many local musicians and other industry professionals with families, Austin 360 sought out some pro tips. They put together a list for marrying your love for your kids to your love for live music with advice for music industry parents such as Celeste Quesada, event architect and wife of musician Adrian Quesada, Dan Redman, father of Residual Kids' Max and Ben Redman, and Bill Childs, host of KUTX's kids program, Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.